Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's been a joy to have Manny Jimenez and his wife here in the studio with me this whole week, and we've been learning about Navajo and about the burden they have to go to the reservation and win Navajo and Hopi and anyone else who will listen. But Manny, pick up there and tell us what God's doing now in your lives.
Well, at this point, we're going to be, Lord willing, on the reservation at the end of the month. And it's exciting. We'll be jumping in head first, feet first. Got a bus ministry, youth ministry at a church. We'll be starting a Christian school. But I'm thankful to have a fellowship of brethren who, in the last maybe 2 decades, 3 decades, really have grown up many churches on the reservation. I'd say at least 25 that I personally know of. The Lord's been doing a great work there, and many times I'll be at a conference and someone will say, you know, it's a hard mission field out there, and the missionaries out there know more than I, but I'm thankful to go behind some people who have been plowing, and there's testimonies of men who have retired recently within the last 3 months or who could retire any time, and they've seen the Lord's work. At this point, there's a Bible college out there in Ganado. About 10 people that I know of that are attending that I've met personally. And folks like that, college-age people, adult-age, middle-age people, Lord willing, be involved in the school ministry, be church planters. One, I believe, would go to Alaska. There's another that has a burden for Guyana. And it's just amazing to see what the Lord's done. And I just want to see him continue that out there.
Sure. Now, I've heard, because I've got good friends also who work out that way, I've heard that in recent years, the Navajo have been much more open to the gospel than previously. And that's because missionaries have gone and stayed and loved and worked. You've heard that, I'm sure, as well.
Yes, sir, I have. And the missionaries, like many other fields, they've told me that it's going to take a few years for the native folk to see that we're sticking around, because still at this point, many have come in. And I heard a missionary's wife who's a Navajo girl who grew up on the reservation, and she said, they wait to see if you're legitimate. You know, are you really going to stick around before you really have an impact and influence on them?
When my wife and I go out with our missionaries around the world, they'll say, Brother Godfrey, go back and tell churches we need help. And right. Then they'll say, but don't send any more snowflakes, meaning somebody's going to melt as soon as they get there. So missions, real missions, is long-term.
Yes, sir.
You have to be willing to, what I call, plant yourself with those people that God's called you to. And so anything else you'd like to tell us about? Do you know what kind of place will you be living in there?
Yeah, it's a blessing to have a residence right away. The Lord just opened a door for that, where if we hadn't had this church friend and the property that they already have, a unique situation, the church actually owns the land. What would have happened is we would have to apply for a land use permit, and that land would be leased, and it'd be renewed every 5 years. We'd never owned the land, so that's why people use mobile homes. But this church, the people in the neighborhood, really, really rough area, all kinds of just stories of these people that when they've gotten saved or the Lord's just protected the church and they're not an issue anymore, many of those people actually gave their own land, a section of it, to the church property. It's established now. We're going to be able to live at a mobile home. Part of it has a missions apartment for people to come in. It's not something we expected, but it's a good situation for us to be moving into, and we're thankful the Lord's already taken care of that.
Amen. Well, I thank you for coming in and sharing with us this week, and I would ask you, listeners, if you would pray for Manny and Kate as they start their brand-new ministry there on the Navajo Reservation, and ask God to give them much fruit for their labor there with the Navajo.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.